Wish to greet each of you in Jesus' name this morning. It's a privilege to be in the house of God, privilege to be among fellow Christians, to worship God. And as we think of the service thus far, been blessed. As we look into God's Word, the Sunday school lesson, the challenge to follow God, challenge to look to Him for direction, look to Him for guidance. We find there it talked about the prophets that were prophesying out of their own hearts. And I trust that as we look into God's Word this morning, we might look into the heart of God and find direction. We might open ourselves to His Word. Brother Junior's devotion's on Hannah there, and the desire of her to guide a little one to God's work is kind of maybe an introduction for the message this morning as we look into God's Word for in relation to mothers. Had to think as we look at the go into Walmart or Dollar General, wherever you do your shopping, you see an awful lot of flowers, awful lot of cards. It's maybe the way the world so often does is take a special day and commercialize it to for their own profit. And there's nothing wrong with buying flowers for your mother. Give them to her. And had to think of that in connection to our mothers, what they mean to us, and what should be our response to them. So the message this morning is not necessarily directed to mothers. It's directed to each of us to examine our motives in carrying out the teaching that our mothers have for us. And so, well, as I said, there's nothing wrong with buying flowers for your mother. I would say you shouldn't just do it one day of the year. You should think of her often. As we think of children, they like to go out and they pick a bouquet, and it doesn't matter what day it is. They'll bring it to mom, right? And they go, "Look what I got for you." And mother oohs and ahs over it and puts it in a vase on the table. And so they don't just wait for Mother's Day to do it. They don't wait for her birthday to do it. They'll do it for nothing other than to hear the ooh and the ah and thank you. So I've entitled the message, Flowers for Mother. And we want to look at some things that we can examine in our lives that can help our mother to feel the blessedness of what they have invested in us, feel the blessedness of what they have, what they would desire for our lives. I've got four or five points here of flowers for mother. And these are not necessarily, we don't necessarily bring these to hear the oohs and the ahs, but to honor. And that is the first point I want to bring out this morning, is to honor. Is Exodus 20, verse 12, and a lot of these points I think the Bible gives in connection with fathers and mothers, but we want to look at them specifically as we think of the impact that our mother has had on our life and the impact that she would desire to see that carried out in our lives. Exodus 20, verse 12 says, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. If we turn over into Ephesians 6, we find that same verse given in connection to Ephesians 6, 2 and 3. Find that same verse. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. What is honor? Looking up the word honor, in the Old Testament, the Hebrew word here given for honor had a variety of meanings, and none of them really is the way we think of honor. I didn't write them down, but had to do more with just looking at some of the ways it's used, but it kind of slipped my mind now, some of the different ways it's used. But it's often when we think of honor, we think of preferring something, or but the Hebrew word that they rendered honor did not really bring that out. But in the New Testament, then, the Greek word honor, thy father and the mother, would deal more with what we would think. And that is to prize, to fix a valuation upon, to revere, honor, or value. And that's what I want to bring out this morning is to, you know, what is the value when it says to honor thy father and thy mother? That is to place value, to consider the value of it. It's by implication to revere. So we think of that in connection with what our mothers do. Do we value them highly? And as we look at the rest of the points I have, I think this honor is going to be the basis of respect, the basis of our obedience, the basis of how we live our lives. Do we value? You know, what value do we place on our father and mother as they guide us and teach us in God's ways? Now, I realize not everyone has the the godly training that many of us have, but I think in spite of that, even in society today, there is that values that a lot of mothers have, even though they may not profess and guide the way we would look at it and say, well, that's, you know, that young person has godly training, but there's still a value system that a mother desires to impart with her children, that they would succeed, that they would turn out, we might say. But in connection with the godly training, I think each mother here this morning desires that her children would walk in truth, the desire that her children would succeed in the area of godliness, in the area of loving God and responding to His word. The command to honor our father and mother, I believe, is there because God desires, or God's seen, that is that we tend to turn toward that which we value. We tend to place priority. We tend to be influenced by that which we honor. And so when God says to honor your father and mother, or to value them, to submit to them, and that honor comes from the heart, our parents' job then is easier in the area of teaching and guiding, and there is a sense in which we make it easier for our children to honor, but the command is still there, and the command to honor carries throughout life. That's another thing I had to think of. Oftentimes when we think of obedience, or you know, when our children leave home and they start homes of their own, you know, they're not there to answer at our call and whim like they were when they were at home. And so, you know, they kind of grow out from under that. And even though you know, they may come to us for advice and things, but they're not necessarily going to follow everything like we would expect a 3 or 4 year old to. But this honor will still go on as we go throughout life. We still honor father and mother. We still honor the teachings that they have given us, the teaching that our mother had, and that impact, that honor will carry out in the way we live, the way we conduct ourselves, the way we speak. I don't think we can respond to our parents in a godly way without honor, without honoring them, without the sense of honor from a heart. And in thinking of the many things our mothers do for us, just think of the day-to-day things. You know, oftentimes when we come home, there's certain things that we expect when we come home. And when mother's laid up sick, we're at loss of what to do next. And so then we find out the real value, don't we? We find out the real value of mother when she's not there to take care of those things. But when we add to that the responsibility that they have in guiding the home when dads are away, or just taking care of ouchies or whatever may come that mothers do, we see all the more the need for honor from the heart. And so that is something that you can give to your mother every day of the year, that you need to give to your mother every day of the year, is honor. Number two is respect. A lot of these are kind of closely coupled together, but there's a little difference in respect, as we think of respect versus honor. Leviticus 19:3 says, "Ye shall fear every man his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God." And as we think of fear, I don't think he was talking about fear in the fact that you're afraid of them, but ye shall respect every man his mother and his father. Respect shows itself in many ways. It's evident from the way we talk to the way we act toward our parents. A child that respects his mother is going to answer kindly. They're going to answer out of respect. It's not going to be a mumble or a, you know, when mom says to do something, if you show respect, you answer, you know, yes, I'll do it, and go out and do it. You're not going to get respond in a grouchy way or a whiny voice. That is not respect. Matter of fact, there's many, it's kind of, I think it's getting to be a lost thing, but I remember growing up here in the South, moms and dads respected a yes sir and a yes ma'am out of their children. And that is, like I say, even in, as you work among people, that is kind of a lost thing. But the respect needs to be there. How do we speak when things don't turn out? When mom asks how our day goes, how do you speak? You know, is it just, oh, it's all right? Or do we sit down and take time to answer respectfully? Do we care? Are we glad that she cares? When we're asked to do a certain job, is it easy to do it? Out of respect, we should be willing. We should do it well. Do we respect mom by picking up after ourselves? Do we think that that's her job? That's part of what she is expected to do in the home, is to make my bed and pick up my dirty clothes and make me meals. And yeah, that's part of her job description. Out of respect, I think we can learn to do some of those things. Shows respect. About the meals that she prepares, do we thank her before we leave the table? I think a thing of respect would be to do that. Respect forgot to write down whether this is 1 Kings or 2 Kings. I think it's in 2 Kings 2. We find an account of someone showing respect to his mother. It's in 1 Kings. 1 Kings 2. This is in the case of Solomon to his mother Bathsheba. And we're not going to look at what actually took place in the story, but I'm often challenged by the show of respect Solomon had for Bathsheba. Bathsheba came in to stand before the king, and says, "And the king arose to meet her, and bowed himself unto her, and sat down on his throne, and caused a seat to be set for the king's mother, and she sat on his right hand." What a show of respect for his mother. She came in to the room. He stood up to meet her. And he says he bowed himself to her. And he sits down and he caused a seat to be sat right beside him on his right hand. Young men, how do you respond when your mother comes into the room? Do you make sure that she has a comfortable place to sit down? A seat of respect. Show your respect. By how you treat your mother. We can learn a lesson from King Solomon here as he gave her a seat of honor next to himself there and showed his respect as she came into the room. So respect is a good thing, flower, to bring to your mother each day of the year. And the next one is obedience. Let's turn over to Proverbs 6. Proverbs is full of verses that tell you to listen to what your mother has to say. Proverbs 6, we'll look at a few verses here. Proverbs 6, verse 20. "My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. When thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life." Stop there. It says to forsake not the law of thy mother. Mothers have much advice to give you as you go throughout life. And as you listen to that, as you obey that advice, as you contemplate that advice, it does a number of things to you, or it can. He says to keep them, bind them upon thy heart, store that instruction up that you receive. Don't pass it off as just something else that she's trying to get you to do, but listen to it. Bind it upon thine heart. It says, when thou goest, it shall lead thee. You can often draw on that as you go through life and think about that. And it can go back to honoring your mother as you contemplate decisions in life and think about the advice and where would mother want me to be in this situation. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And we think of the confidence that we can have in that. And when thou wakest, it shall talk with thee. It says, the commandment is a lamp and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. says your mother gives you advice, as your mother counsels you from time to time in helping you to see something. There's a couple of different ways you can respond. You can respond in irritation. Oh, come on, it's not that bad. This is one of the popular things you hear among people today. Well, after all, this is 2015. We're not way back in the dark ages anymore. Well, the instructions for life really don't change over time. God's word, as we receive godly advice, it's as valid today as it ever was. And I think a mother's desire for her children to succeed and to follow God is as much, should be as much alive today in their instruction as it always was. So the reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Ephesians 6:1, we often apply this to small children, but I think it can carry out in relation to Proverbs there as well. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. The word obey means to listen attentively, to heed or conform to a command or authority, hearken, be obedient to, obey. Listen attentively. Children, obey your parents. Listen to what your mother has to say and follow it with the heart of honor for her. And it says it can keep you in the way of life. Those instructions are for your good. They're for your benefit as you respond in honor to listen to them. Obedience is probably the most visible way to show your love for your mother. Jesus used that illustration many times. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I think we can apply that in relation to our mothers as well, our parents. If we love them, we're going to obey. We're going to listen to what they have to say. There's great safety in obeying the directions of life. Like I say, it carries throughout all of our lives. Just as in the case of honor, our obedience to their instructions as we ponder them throughout life and realize the value of them, it can keep us safe as we go throughout life. The next point comes from Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31, on toward the end of the chapter here. Verse 28 says, her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. So thought about that in connection with a flower to bring to your mother. Do you rise up and call her blessed? Are you glad for the instruction she gives? Are you glad for the security you can find in your home as she prepares things for you? She takes care of the needs of the family. Or is it something that you take for granted? Is it something that you just, as I said earlier, oftentimes mom might get the idea that she's just there to be a slave. Something we need to remind our children. You know, we weren't put on this earth to be your slave. And it's probably not the other way around either, but as we think of a happy home, it's a home where there's compliments, it's a home where there's thanks, it's a home that where there's children who find security in the care that they receive and find security in the love they receive. And it was interesting to think of, as I looked at the word blessed, her children arise up and call her blessed. That word blessed is not so much that they're invoking a blessing on their mother. It's not so much of really what they say is to gives more the idea of them rising up and being able to at least what I thought it was being able to know what to expect out of mom. Or what that they know that she is going to be there. They know that she is there. The root word means to be straight. They call her, in trying to make sense out of the definition that Strong's gives is to be straight, to be level. Right or happy. We find a mother who is finding her place in the home. She is happy where God has placed her, and her children sense that, and they rise up happy as well, happy in the security of it, happy in being there, and happy in having her as a mother. And they show it by the kind of talk that they give and by the happiness that is found in the home. So her children rise up and they call her blessed. They call her happy, and they are happy. And her husband also, it says, does this. He finds security in having a wife like that, a mother to his children that is happy in taking her place. And it says, he praiseth her. The husband is the one then that compliments her and says how glad he is that she's there. And he's not ashamed to let her know. The praise this family gives to mother is because of the love and security they feel in her keeping the home. It's a happy place to be. So children, that's a flower you can bring to your mother each morning as you wake up. And that is to be happy, to be cheerful, and to be thankful that she is there for you. Finally, I think the greatest flower you can bring, let's turn over to 2 Timothy 1:5. We find an example here. And probably most of you know exactly where we're headed now. Second Timothy 1, verse 5. What a call to remembrance, the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. So we think of the flower or the blessing of living a godly life. As I said, I think without exception, every mother here desires her children to lead a godly life, a life that is a blessing to the home, a blessing to the church, and a blessing to those around. Paul here, in talking to Timothy, he said that this faith was in grandmother Lois and in mother Eunice, and Timothy had accepted that faith and was living out that faith now too. And what a blessing it, I'm sure it was, as Lois and Eunice saw young Timothy make a decision to follow Christ, make a decision to be faithful. And later on, as he was a part of the church there and a leader in the church, what a blessing it was as they saw him carry out God's plan for his life. What a greater legacy to their faithfulness could there be than that this Timothy would be faithful as well. And that is God's desire, and that is God's desire for each young person, to love and to serve him, to carry out his plan in reaching out. God has a work for each of you to do. And it's not, your mother and father can give direction. Your mother and father can guide you. They can teach you. They can help you to understand God's word. But finally, it'll be up to you as to whether you're going to choose to follow God, whether you're going to take a stand, whether you're going to be faithful. And I think that is one of the greatest blessings a mother can have, is as she sees her children being used of God, standing true to God, and standing true to the teachings that she has taught them from little up. John said about, I think he was talking about his spiritual children, the children in faithful ones his congregation there, but he says, I have no greater joy than to see that my children walk in truth. And I don't know whether he was talking about his own children. We don't read anything of any of his children, but I think he was talking about his spiritual children. But I think we'll find that as faithful parents, that is the greatest joy that we can have. It goes beyond the good grades in school, although that makes us feel good too. It goes beyond being useful at work, taking up responsibility. That's good things to have. But finally, when you walk in truth, when you dedicate your life, commit your life to Jesus Christ, that brings the greatest joy of all to any mom or dad's heart. And we don't know what all God has for you through life. We don't know really exactly how to prepare you for life, other than to teach and to guide and to train. And as you commit your way to God, as you dedicate your life to his cause, it brings great joy to our hearts. And so the greatest joy, the greatest honor, the best thing that you can give to your mother this morning is a life of faithfulness, a desire to follow God, a desire to be used of God wherever he would call you to. In conclusion, there's several ways to honor your mother this morning. You can give a card. You can bring her flowers. That will be greatly appreciated. But finally, I think the best way to honor your mother this morning is to let her know that you want to follow God, that you love her, that you want to honor her teaching through a life of faithful service to God, a life of faithfulness to God. I think that'll bring her the greatest joy that life can bring to her. I want to thank God for a faithful mother this morning and for the impact, the influence that she has had on my life. And I trust each of you, as you go throughout life, will be faithful to God in honoring your father and mother. Let's kneel for prayer.